The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the final Dolo White Podcast of 2022. We're going to talk about loving ourselves on today's episode. Why is it so hard to love yourself? It's easy to love other people. We all seek validation from outside ourselves, but what we really need is to validate ourselves, and that's it. My guest today is Afosu Jones-Cordy. He recently wrote a book called Love Your Amazing Self. It's for kids 7 and up, and it teaches kids how to love themselves early. That way, they don't have to do a shit ton of work like I did at the age of 40 years old trying to learn how to love themselves. So let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Polo Gini. Live.
Yeah. What's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 96 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, author of the new book, Love Your Amazing Self, Afosu Jones-Cordy. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're a hip-hop artist and a meditation expert, and you wrote this book, Love Your Amazing Self. Let's start with meditation, because I think sometimes meditation is tough for people. It was tough for me, and it's just now getting easier. My wife introduced me to this new app called Beatfulness, and it turns out I need some kind of tones or music or something.
Okay, nice.
Really, like, meditate and really shut my mind off, but it does work. And I can say, as somebody that has tried it, meditation, numerous times, that there is a big benefit to it if you can get it done right. So I always ask people, how did you get started in meditation?
Yeah, well, my mom is the first person who introduced it to me when I was super young. She and I were and are very close, and in her own wellness journey, practicing yoga and meditation, et cetera, she'd take me along to the places she was going. I'm sure there was a childcare expense component to all of that, but I was introduced to it through her and through her own journey. Years later, when I was in college, and I met my then girlfriend, now wife, and she was became pregnant with our first child. The idea popped up in my head that maybe I should be practicing some more meditation as a way to, like, sort of stabilize myself. But then also maybe this is something that would be worthwhile to share with my children as well. So I came back to it in my early 20s, and I've stuck with it for several years now.
Love it, man. So the book is Love Your Amazing Self. It's for kids 7 and up.
Yeah.
And I would say there needs to be more books like this for kids. Self-love is a tough one. And I see one of the questions they put on the sheet is, why is self-love and kindness important? I think we'll get to that. My first question about that is, why is self-love so hard for people?
It's hard for me,
you know, like, why is that hard to love yourself?
You know, you're not the only one. And that's really the purpose of this book, is to hopefully offer some tools for young people and some resources for young people to take with them on their life journey when the inner voice, the inner critic, the inner negative voice, when that gets loud, for them to be able to have a positive resource inside to draw from as well. One of the reasons why self-love is difficult is because it's not how we are wired from the outset. Our evolutionary wiring is based on problem solving. That's why we are the dominant species on the planet, because it's not like we solved the basic problem of, like, food, clothing, and shelter and stopped there. We have airplanes, refrigerators, internet. We are a nonstop problem solving, you know, idea generating machine as the human race. Well, once our situation stabilized and we kind of came out of the precariousness of the forest and we got into this modern state, that mechanism of, like, where are the problems and how can I solve them, kind of turned on ourselves. And we started to examine ourselves more and more because we had the free time to do so. And we started finding faults, deep faults within ourselves, and holding ourselves to impossible standards. standards that we don't hold our children or our friends or our families or our pets or anybody else to. But for some reason, we hold ourselves to a standard that says that I should have life completely figured out. Mm. I shouldn't be making mistakes. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that, etc. So our problem-solving negativity bias, it's a double-edged sword. It's what has allowed us to become so prevalent on the planet, but it's also what has kind of turned on us over time. The other piece of it is that I don't think that there was enough science or research as there is now to show that self-love and self-compassion are fundamental to our resilience and well-being. So we got messaging when we were kids to share our toys. If you don't have something kind to say, don't say anything at all. Make sure that you are being nice to your brother or sister or to your classmates. You know, the teacher gives a report to the parents like, yeah, plays well with others, all that other type of stuff. And so those become what we value. How do we interact with others? But we traditionally haven't gotten a whole lot of education on how do we relate to ourselves. So it's that we've got an evolutionary bent to focus on the negative as a problem solving mechanism, but we also have a lack of inner education on how to practice self-kindness. But I'm optimistic that we can sort of buck that trend going forward.
Yeah, I think there's a big movement for that right now, man. It feels like a lot of us were also raised, especially here in America, where we're taught that our validations come from outside. If you're a man, you have to get a job and you have to make a lot of money. If you're a woman, you have to find a man and you have to have kids. And what we're kind of finding out now is it's all kind of bullshit. Like, do what it is you want to do and then be happy with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That lack of education that I was talking about is additionally compounded by those messages from social media, from media, from advertisers, et cetera, that are all trying to make people feel insecure so that you buy their products. But, you know, we have really bought into a lot of that. But like you said, it's so much of it is it's just not true. Be okay with who you are. And no matter what you achieve or don't achieve in life, you'll still be okay because you're okay with who you are.
And I think that's the point that you get across in the book is if you start children thinking that way earlier, as opposed to myself, at least, who didn't start this journey until I was 40. And I had my first child when I was 39 and my life, you know, blew up from there and I had to figure my shit out. But if you teach a kid from childhood that place importance on yourself, they grow up with that thinking and then hopefully they don't have to go through the same shit that we did.
Absolutely. I think we are also witnessing what happens when people haven't taken care of their own hearts and minds in some of our political figures and just in parents and teachers and the adults. Like there are plenty of people who are sort of wreaking their inner havoc out on the world, and they just haven't been taught to take care of themselves, and they weren't given that messaging from the outset. So I think that sometimes people can think of self-love or self-compassion as a selfish endeavor, but what it really is doing is creating the conditions for happiness in our society overall. I've never seen a person who was okay with themselves want to be harmful to somebody else. Mm. It's just like what they say when you're on an airplane, put your oxygen mask on first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
that's come up so many times on this podcast. We're talking about parenting or self-love or whatever. It's put your mask on first.
You got to.
If you can't, you're no good to anybody else.
That's it. You are deprived of the essential things that you need to do to be of service. So I really think, and I know like how loud that inner critical voice gets when you become a parent, you know, so that's my number one advice to parents at any stage, but especially new parents is please be kind to yourself. You are not supposed to have this figured out and it's a process. But the best way to help young people understand that is, of course, we've books like mine are a wonderful resource and they're a great like touchstone. But then don't just read the words, but try to embody them yourself as a parent. Like Damian Marley has a song called, I think it's called Baby. And he said, if you can't, even if you can't be good, at least be honest with your babies.
Yeah.
And for me, I've got my youngest is 6, my oldest is 20. And I've just tried to normalize being a fallible human being, normalize that I am having a hard time and I'm doing my best.
I think that's so important because I think a lot of us grew up thinking that our parents had it all figured out.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they didn't. So in order to tell my daughter, like I tell my daughter all the time, Papa doesn't know everything. Mama doesn't know everything. And she'll be like, yes, Mama does. And I'm like, no, I promise you she doesn't. And then, you know, my wife will come in and be like, no, I don't know everything. We try to make that a point to say, we don't have all the answers. Like, we don't have this shit figured out either, dude. Like, I'm trying to, you know, that's important. It's important. That level of honesty is important to parenting.
It's an act of kindness, honestly, to demystify what being an adult is all about. So the kid isn't, when a kid becomes an adolescent, like, oh, I'm getting to that place where I should have everything figured out, but I don't yet. Something's wrong with me. You know, it's like, no,
I think it's crazy that we ask kids to, hey, you're 18. You didn't know what you want to do for the rest of your life. Like, I got lucky. I knew what it was I wanted to do. And somehow, like, and I even look at it like, that's crazy that I knew what I wanted to do. Like, I'm one in a million for knowing what it is for I wanted to do and then going out and executing it. But how important was it? How hard was it to find the words being an adult to put into a kid's book to get your messages across?
Yeah. You know, I think words are a part of my specialty as a hip hop artist. So there's that component to it. But what really helped me and how I got started on this journey at all was doing just randomly. I checked in with myself one day and I was really, really beating myself up about something. And I asked myself the question, well, what would you say to your best friend or to a loved one who was feeling exactly how you're feeling right now? And a big light bulb went off and it's like, well, I wouldn't be talking to them like this, you know? And I would say like, it's going to be okay. You know, I'm here for you. I love you. I'm sorry you're suffering right now. So the words in this book are an outflow of that idea. Like what would be the words that you could say to yourself to really fill up your own cup? And to give you that bank of resilience. So that's where it all comes from.
So that was actually the easy part for you, huh?
I mean, yeah, the hard part was recognizing the need for self-compassion. And once I found that that is an essential need, putting the words behind that wasn't that much of a stretch.
That's dope. Were these things that you knew when your 20-year-old was a kid and that you were able to instill to that child? Or is it kind of like a new parenting experience with more knowledge with your 6-year-old?
I think it was in development with my first two, my 17-year-old and 20-year-old. It was definitely, and I was, because I've been a mindfulness teacher as long as they've both been alive, basically. Oh. And mindfulness is a way of practicing self-care. And so in a sense, they were getting that messaging and that foundation from the beginning, but the overt messaging, you are enough, be kind to yourself, that has come a little bit later, probably in the last 5-6 years of my work. So they're getting it now, and my youngest ones are getting it from the outset.
You have hope for the future here, because it feels like we're turning a page in society where a lot of things, like when our kids grow up and they take over controls of everything, it feels like the world might be a little bit better.
I think so. I think that this generation is going to clean house in the best way. We're going to have a healthier planet, and all of the mental and emotional and social barriers to equality and freedom are going to start going away. And I see it in my own kids. They're more free, and they're also not willing to tolerate bigotry, BS, and negativity. So yeah, I've got a lot of hope for the future.
Love it. The book is Love Your Amazing Self. Afosu Jones Cordy, thank you so much, man. I could talk to you literally all day.
Sure.
I know you gotta go, man, but you gotta come back and do this again one day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If folks want to catch me, you please visit me at my website, bornimusic.com, B-O-R-N, the letter I, music.com. I'm on social media at bornimusic. And I hope you enjoy the book, and just remember to love your amazing self.
There you have it. Thank you so much, bro.
Thanks for having me.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Afosu Jones-Cordy. Get that book, especially if you have children in your life. They're going to need it. I want to say thank you to you, the listener, for all the support this past year. Back hopefully first or second week in January with brand new episodes. Looking forward to a brand new year. Hope you have a great holiday with your family. Unless you don't want to be around your family, I hope you have a great holiday with people you love, even if that is just yourself. Remember, the theme of today's episode is loving yourself, so do that throughout the holidays as well. That is my time. Make sure you follow me Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything at DoloWhite101, D-O-L-E-W-I-T-E 101. And no matter what platform you're listening to this podcast on, subscribe, follow, and all of that. Again, thank you for the support this year with the podcast. Back with brand new episodes 2023. I'm out.